Alert 5.
865-469.
469?
This is the communications room of the U.S. Border Patrol station in Nogales. Two men sit facing a wall of computer screens. They see what the massive cameras mounted along the Mexico border see. A single figure is standing near the looming border wall that separates the two countries. That makes the camera operator suspicious.
He's talking to someone to see if it's... the coast is clear.
This is the modern face of high-tech border security. It's become a massive slice of federal law enforcement spending. $18 billion were spent last year on immigration and port security. That was more than on drug enforcement, the FBI, and gun investigations combined. The Border Patrol alone more than doubled in size in the last decade to more than 21,000 agents. Homeland Security has built 650 miles of steel barriers all along the border. So, is it working? And if so, how do we define that? Andy Adame is a spokesman for the Border Patrol's Tucson sector. On a cold January morning, he's driving on a dirt trail set against a backdrop of yellowing grasses and tall mesquite trees toward the border fence. It's no longer strands of cheap barbed wire dividing the two countries.
You don't see that anymore. This, in order to cross this, you better be 18 to 40 years old and in good physical condition in order to get up and over this. And
it's called the PV-1, 30 feet of steel bars above ground and 6 feet below. It can absorb a pickup truck ramming into it at 55 miles an hour.
I think we have reached that point where we have a significant amount of fencing where it does now have an impact on illegal immigration and drug organizations that are trying to bring their illicit cargo across.
Here's one measure of success. Apprehensions across the entire border have dropped significantly, down 47% in 2011. That's due to both increased security like the fence and high-tech cameras, but also the poor economy. Here's Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano on the matter last summer.
The apprehension numbers are used as a proxy for, well, how many are attempting. We actually think that we are now picking up almost everybody that's trying to cross that border illegally.
Then the border is secure, right? Well, Napolitano had to backtrack on her statement. It turned out she just meant people were no longer getting through parts of Arizona. The question of success has continued so long that Congressman Ron Barber in Tucson finally asked the Government Accountability Office to study what's been spent and what's been accomplished.
What they found, the GAO found, was that there really is a plan without goals, without measurements, or an evaluation function, which means that you really don't have a plan.
Barber's proposal? Ask the people who actually live on the border. One of those is Jim Chilton. He lives 19 miles north of the U.S.-Mexico border in the small town of Aravaca, and he has seen it all. His cattle ranch runs all the way down to Mexico. Dozens of people have been arrested just back behind his house. Spotters working for drug runners lay up in the hills on his ranch watching for agents. In spite of Napolitano's claims, Chilton says the job isn't done.
A secure border means to me that the United States government is protecting me from foreign threats.
For its part, Customs and Border Protection agreed with the GAO's audit. It has said it will design a plan that finally defines for itself what success in border security really means. That answer will come next November. Congressman Barber said he's going to hold a series of public meetings in the border region to get an answer now. Reporting from Aravaca, Arizona, I'm Michel Marisco.